There's a religious group in America called the Hutterites. They were Germans originally. They moved to America in the 1840s, and they started a religious community there. And they've been very, very successful. They're like the Amish, you know, they're one of those sort of traditionalist religious communities who live by farming. But the key to their success is a very clever piece of sociology. Is that as soon as the community grows to about 150 people, they divide into two halves. They prepare for this for about 10 years in advance. So what they do, if a village is starting to grow, they buy another piece of land, not too far away, 10 miles, 15 miles, and they start to build a new village there. They start to build a new village. Now they all build this new village, the daughter village, and they know that at some point in the future the community is going to split in two and half of them will go to the new village, but they don't know which half. And even until the night before the split, they don't know which half is going to go. They all prepare all their bags, they all take their house apart, they pack everything. Everything's ready for the morning when they're going to leave. And then in the morning, they decide, actually by a rather complicated random process, which families go over there. And those families leave and they start the new village. Now this strikes me as one of the most brilliant pieces of human engineering, in the sense that, of course, all of those people care a great deal about that new village because they've built it. They don't build it badly because they're not going to live there. They might end up there, you know. And it reminds me of something that the philosopher John Rawls, he said, design a society so that you would, I think it was something like this, so that you would not mind having any job in it. Do you see what I mean? So you design a society where it would be fine to be the guy who picks up the trash, or the dentist, or the professor. And I like more and more this idea of trying to think of things using the kinds of tools that actually artists have got used to working with. The randomness. Generative situations. Situations where instead of specifying the whole thing in detail, you put in place a number of generative rules and then you let the thing grow.